Nikon D800 tricks I use shooting Hanoi, Vietnam. Good morning from Hanoi, Vietnam. The Nikon D800 tricks I lean on hardest come out on mornings like this, when a woman across the alley on Hong Bac is fanning charcoal under a metal grill and the smoke drifts sideways into everything. That smoke gets into the gear. It sits on the front element. It fogs the viewfinder if you breathe wrong. This camera is old now, and it shows its age in specific, mechanical ways I've learned to work around. Let me set the scene. I got here on Vietnam Airlines. Direct, clean, nothing to report. But today the main transport line was down for maintenance. The metro section I planned to ride was closed off with plastic barriers. So I ended up navigating the suburbs by foot and by chance. Confusing at first. Then genuinely worth it. Fewer tourists. More real texture for the sensor to chew on. The D800 is a heavy body. 36 megapixels. That resolution punishes you. Every tiny bit of camera shake shows up at full crop. Every speck of dust on the sensor becomes a visible dark spot against Hanoi's gray sky. And this city has dust. Fine construction dust. Charcoal ash. Exhaust particulate from 10,000 motorbikes idling at the intersection near Dong Suan Market. It settles fast. So the first trick is discipline. I keep the lens changes to almost zero out here. I pick one lens in the morning and I commit. Swapping glass on a street corner in this air is asking for spots. The D800 sensor cleaning function is weak. I've stopped trusting it. A rocket blower and patience do more. The light here is soft in the early hours. Humid haze diffuses the sun. That's good for the D800's dynamic range, which is the real reason people still shoot this body. You can pull shadow detail out of the old quarter's dark shopfronts without the file falling apart. But by midday the haze burns off and the contrast gets brutal. The sensor clips highlights fast then. My hands are already damp. The rubber grip on the body has started peeling at the corner, so I've got a strip of tape holding it. Not pretty. Functional. That's the whole relationship with this camera. It's a tool that fights back. Here's how I win. Mastering Nikon D800 tricks in Hanoi humidity. The D800 came out over a decade ago. Mine has the shutter count of a workhorse, somewhere north of 200,000 actuations. It shows. The rubber grip peels at the corners. The CF card door sticks in the wet season. But that 36 megapixel sensor still pulls detail out of shadows that newer bodies struggle with. Hanoi tests every one of those pixels. The humidity here sits around 80% most morning. When I stepped out of the air-conditioned lobby, the front element fogged instantly. First rule, let the body acclimatize. I leave it in my bag by the door 20 minutes before shooting. One of the practical Nikon D800 tricks is keeping silica packets stuffed in every pocket of the camera bag. I buy them cheap at the electronics stalls on Hai Ba Trung. The dust is the other enemy. Old quarter streets grind concrete dust and motorbike exhaust into a fine grit. I do not change lenses on the street. Ever. I pick one lens per outing. The sensor on the D800 is notorious for showing dust spots at f/16, and cloning them out later eats hours. Locking mirror up to beat the vibration that sensor resolution punishes sloppy technique. Any shake, even mirror slap, shows at 100%. So I lock mirror up mode when shooting anything static. Temples, doorways, the tile detail on old French shophouses. I did this at the Temple of Literature, resting the camera on a low stone ledge instead of hauling a tripod through the crowds. Insider tip, entry is 30,000 VND, and the calligraphy stalls near the rear pavilion give you clean, controlled subjects with even light. Back button focus is the second habit I refuse to break. I moved autofocus off the shutter years ago. In Hanoi's chaotic frames, half the shot is waiting for a gap in the traffic, and I do not want the camera hunting focus every time I press. The AF on button holds it. These are the Nikon D800 tricks that matter when your subject is a woman balancing a shoulder pole through a moving wall of scooters. Why choose the D800 over something modern? Dynamic range. The base ISO 100 files hold roughly 14 stops. Midday here is brutal, deep black shade against blown-out white sky. I expose for the highlights and lift the shadows in post. Cleaner than any crop sensor I have carried. Pushing base ISO through Hanoi's harsh midday, people say do not shoot midday. In Hanoi I disagree. The narrow alleys of the old quarter create hard geometric shadows that only work when the sun is high. Locked at ISO 100, the D800 gives me the latitude to recover those shadows without noise. I shot the drying incense sticks near Hon Kim Lake at noon, red bundles fanned out on concrete, the smell of sandalwood mixing with grilled pork fat drifting from a nearby bun cha stall. The heat radiated off the pavement into my palms. This is where the older Nikon D800 tricks earn their place. The CMOS sensor tolerates highlight recovery poorly, so I underexpose by 2/3 of a stop and pull back. Insider tip, the number 09 bus runs from the old quarter down toward Longbian for 7,000 VND, and the light under the bridge girders at mid-afternoon is worth the ride. Comparing Hanoi and Ninh Binh for shooting value, most photographers dump Hanoi for Ninh Binh 2 hours south, chasing karst scenery. Fair. But Ninh Binh gives you landscape, not density. Hanoi gives you compressed human detail, layered frames, and street life that never repeats. For a resolution monster like the D800, the city rewards you more. Ninh Binh's boat tours run 150,000 VND and the light drops fast behind the cliffs. Hanoi shoots all day. My plan was simple. A 4-day street photography route staying inside walking distance of the old quarter, one lens per day, no motorbike rentals. I based myself at the Hanoi La Casa Hotel and Spa near the cathedral. I paid 620,000 VND per night, roughly $25. The front desk stored my gear in their safe when I did laundry, dried my rain-soaked bag overnight without asking, and flagged and metered my Lin taxi instead of the tourist sharks outside. Compare that to the half-board resorts pushing $90 with buffet food I would never shoot or eat. I took my final Nikon D800 trick session at the Longbian Bridge, standing on the walkway as trains rattled the steel under my boots, the D800 locked, mirror up, waiting for the vendor carts to cross. Final entry, the machine and the street. The camera is old tech now. But it still works. The autofocus motor whines when the humidity climbs past 80%. I hear it. A small mechanical protest every time I half-press. Hanoi does strange things to gear. The heat swells the metal. The lens mount feels tighter by afternoon. I learn to shoot early, before the moisture settles into the seams. That is one of the core Nikon D800 tricks nobody prints in a manual. The body responds to weather like an animal. The light here is flat and gray most mornings. Then it stabs through the humidity around 4 p.m. Harsh. Direct. I drop the ISO to 100 and let the old sensor breathe. It handles that low light to hard light swing better than newer bodies I have held. Dust is the real enemy. Not the sensor kind. The kind that grinds into the zoom ring. I flush mine with a manual blower every night. Cost me almost nothing. A vendor near the train track sold me a rubber blower for 40,000 VND. Half what the camera shops on the main roads quote. That was today's real lesson in cost. The tourist-facing shops mark up cleaning kits by triple. Walk 2 streets back. Same product. Actual local price. The practical impact, my gear stayed clean, my wallet stayed heavy. These Nikon D800 tricks are less about settings and more about survival in wet air. Tomorrow I head into the old quarter. The narrow lanes off hang back. Tight spaces. I want to test slow shutter panning on the motorbikes without a tripod. Steady hands. Braced elbows. That is the plan. The machine and the street, one more time.